So we know in Parshas Kisisa, we have the incredible and overwhelming episode of the Chet HaEgel, the sin of the golden calf. So after the sin of the golden calf, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to effect tshuva on behalf of the klal, on behalf of the people. And he goes up to get the second set of luchos. So, by the way, chiyuv davens today. There is a chiyuv, good. So there's a yard, good. Good. So the Gemara says, so Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to the mountain and ultimately again goes ahead and gets the second set of luchos. So the pasuk, when Moshe Rabbeinu goes up, Perek Lamed Dalet Pasuk Gimel, the pasuk says, Ve'ish lo ya'al le'imach. So no one else could go up with you. Vigam ish al yira b'cholahar gamatzon v'habakar al yiru el mula harahu. So I'll say ultimately again. Remember, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives Moshe Rabbeinu very specific and explicit instructions. No one should go up with you, right? No one should be seen by the mountain. Even the animals should not graze by the mountain. So I'll say the great tzaddik Rabbi Yisrael of Rishon, the Rishoner, has a beautiful and exceptional insight into this pasuk. He says, "What does it mean? V'ish lo ya'al le'imach. No one should go up with you." So listen to the words of the Rishoner. V'ish, misha machzik es atzmo li'ishius, li'yesh, male gaiva v'esnasus, lo ya'a le'imach. Bosei, the Rishoner says that if a person holds himself out to be an ish, right, a person is egocentric, a person is self-centered, a person makes their life all about themselves, lo ya'a le'imach. It's impossible to have an aliyah. It's impossible to go up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's impossible to ascend the mountain of growth and self-actualization. Sometimes, again, if a person is too focused on the ish, a person is too focused on the I, a person is too focused on themselves, lo ya'al le'imach. It's impossible for a person to experience an aliyah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, ultimately, if you want to ascend the mountain, not just this mountain, but every single mountain in life, you have to learn how to go ahead and keep your ish in check. You have to have a healthy sense of self, Rabbosai. But life can't just be about me. Life can't be about the service of the ish, the service of the I. So the shayla is, how do we accomplish this? How do we go ahead and kind of check the ish, check the I, check the ego, so that we're able to be makayim ya'al le'imach, we're able to ascend the mountain, and ultimately go ahead and self-actualize. So we'll say, because it's Shushan Purim, so we could still say, not Purim Torah, but ultimately Torah from Purim. So I came across a very beautiful idea. Actually, I was thinking about saying it over yesterday, but something else. So there's an incredible maaseh that's told about the Beis Avram of Slonim, the Slonim Rebbe. And the Hasidim, of course, would come to him on Purim, bring him beautiful Mishloach Manos. And there was one particular person who brought the Rebbe, Mamash, a magnificent Mishloach Manos. And the Rebbe said to him, it was a big fruit platter. So the Rebbe said to the Hasid, thank you so much for the incredible fruit platter, but there's something even more that I'd like from you. He said, can you give me a shtickle heart? Can you give me a little bit of your heart? I appreciate the fruit, but can you give me a little bit of your heart? He says, what's the pshat? What does that mean? And the Rebbe, the Beis Avram, says something so beautiful. He says in the Megillah, it says, U'mishloach manos ish l're'ehu. Mishloach manos ish l're'ehu. So the Rebbe dashed in this pasuk in such a beautiful way. But say, ultimately, again, what's the greatest shaloch manos that you can give to someone? Ish l're'ehu. If you give of yourself, not of your food. If, of course, there's a mitzvah to give. But if you give the beautiful mishloach manos you can give someone, Rabbi Osai, is ish. You give some of your ishios, you give some of yourself. You give a little bit of yourself to someone else, the re'ehu. That's the most beautiful shalach manos. So yesterday we learned about the pasha tehent. Today we're learning about the shtickle hearts. Right? To be able to give a little bit of yourself, a little bit of your heart to another person, that's, Rabbi Osai, the greatest mishloach manos. Mishloach manos, ish. And that's the pshat, perhaps, in the Rishoner as well. That lo ya'ale, the ish lo ya'ale imach. See, Rabbi Osai, the incredible part about Purim is that we mamish spend an entire day focusing on other people. Right? Focusing on other people, whether it's shalach manas, whether it's suda, whether a person is zochet to have a fe, whatever it is, it's an entire day that's mamish devoted to the other. And if your Purim was not fully devoted to the other, then you need a do-over. You have to do it again, the Shushan Purim, right? You have to, I will say, but that's the pshat. The problem in life is sometimes when life becomes about me, right? When life becomes about my happiness, life becomes about my success, life becomes about my dreams, my ass, oh me. Then the problem is, lo ya'aleimach. You can't ascend the mountain like that. But a successful life is a life where, of course, I have my dreams, I have my aspirations, I have my goals. But it has to be a devotion to the other. It has to be not just on Purim, but every day, mishloach manos ish l're'ehu. I have to give up some of my ishios for others, not just to focus on myself, but to find a way to give to the other, to serve the other, to devote myself to the other. And if Rabosai, we're able to focus a little bit less on ourselves and take our kochos, take our abilities and use them to help the other, then in Yeretz Hashem, we will be zocha to the ya'ale'imach. We will be zocha in Yeretz Hashem to climb our mountains, to ascend our mountains, and to enjoy a beautiful Dveikus with the Ribono Shel Olam.